Welcome to Speaking to the Heart podcast with Shante Monique. Today's segment is going to be an article from an app called Make Me Better. And this article has some great key points to it, and I think that someone may be able to apply or listen to this podcast, and it may be a life changer for them, or it may be helpful for today in your daily walk with progression. So I want to read this article to you, and I hope that you get the best from it and take from it what you would love to take from it, whatever helpful tips you feel that's in this article that can help you within your daily life to move forward in progress. I hope that it does help you. So to start, it's called Importance of Talking to Yourself. Yes, Importance of Talking to Yourself. Understand the concept of self-talk. Your emotions and moods are by products of how you think and feel. We all make some conversations with ourselves once in a day, but never realize how greatly it impacts our daily life. Just think for a moment and recall the self-talk you might had with yourself today. Was it helpful? Was it destructive? Was it critical? What is self-talk? Self-talk is an internal dialogue that reveals our thoughts, beliefs, questions, and ideas. However, it can be both negative and positive. People who generally engage in positive self-talk are considered to be more productive, motivated, and confident, whereas people with negative self-talk are inclined towards anxiety, depression, constant rumination. How to develop the habit of self-talk? You must be aware of the little commentators that always chatter in your head. Try to make it positive. That enhance your confidence, boost your performance, and whispers positive instructions if you are wondering how to develop this healthy habit. Here's how. Listen to your inner critic. A study found that self-talk is often critical and relentless in high-pressure situations. Consider observing what you are saying to yourself and how you are saying it. Oftentimes, when you are discouraged and start running disruptively in your head, it's mindset, you guys. Sometimes you can just go run with different thoughts in your head, and some thoughts can be disruptive. Yes, they can. Consider the ways to change it with the positive ones by pausing the conversation. Sometimes you have to check yourself. You definitely have to check yourself and just say, hey, hold up. In the middle of a negative thought, just stop and check yourself. Like, wait a minute. No. Rethink that. Don't think that way. Think positive. That thought was very negative. Let me change my mindset and have a positive mindset. Positive mindset can go a long ways. Because the negative thoughts can tear you down. They can have you thinking all kinds of things. Things that ain't even true. Things that, stay away from negative thoughts and always lean towards those positive ones, because it's all about mindset, you guys. Be grateful. One way to initiate positive self-talk is to be grateful for what you have in your life. As Melody Beattie put it greatly into words, gratitude makes sense of our past. Bring peace for today and create a version for tomorrow. Being grateful for the things that you are blessed with will help you improve your attitude, and hence, you will be able to have a better self-talk. Yeah? Every day, wake up in the morning, be grateful. Just be grateful that you're able to live another day. Be grateful that God blessed you. Just to wake up. Some people don't wake up, and all the things that you're blessed with, count your blessings and be grateful for what you have. There's somebody out there that wish they were in your shoes. So always remember that. Always remember that. Stop comparison. The comparison makes you feel inferior and down about yourself. It makes you feel weak, insufficient, individual who lacks potential and hints. It will lead to negative thoughts about yourself. You never know the whole side of the story, so it's useless to make any comparison. It's important to be grateful for what you have that others might have not. I always think to never compare. Be grateful for what you have, and don't worry about what the next person has, because you never know. Someone could just basically be putting up a front and painting a pretty picture, and people do that often, especially on social media. And that's why it's not good to wake up in the morning and go straight to social media, because if you go straight directly to social media, that's what you're going to see. Some of these fake advertisements, false advertisements from Instagram, and, you know, not to say that everyone is painting a pretty picture, but someone just may be painting a pretty picture, and you may be like, I need to be there, or having those negative thoughts that you need to stay away from because you're not where you feel that you should be at in life at that moment. Because you're comparing yourself to the next person. Don't do that. Stay away from that. Stay away from comparison yourself with anybody. I just say compare yourself to yourself. Why I say that is because you know where you are. You know the progress and the progression that you want to make. So you make those steps onward and forward. Each step, you're going to go higher and higher and higher towards progression. So, don't compare yourself to anyone else. Don't ever, ever do that. Don't ever. It's so not worth it. Why you're wasting that time and that energy on someone else, thinking about them and what they're doing, you could be focused on yourself. Time thinking about the next person is time wasted and time taken away from developing the person that you could be and will be if you're determined enough and focused on yourself. Do it. It's well worth it. Don't compare yourself to nobody. Why? You don't know what the next person is going through. You never know. Be your best friend. It says, consider and treat yourself as your best friend. Negative self-talk is only going to hold you back and amp up your stress. So it's great to talk to yourself compassionately as you would like to do with a friend. Try to include a positive spin to the provoking negative messages, such as script. I am not good at this. I can't prepare myself for this. That sounds so much better. I can't prepare myself for this. I am not good at this. I know that gotta feel some type of way when you say that or think that. That thought right there, so negative. I am not good at this. That's some negative thoughts again. Don't think that way. The way you should think is, I can prepare myself for this. Yes, I can prepare myself for this. That sounds so much better. So that's the part of positive mindset where our minds need to be. Acknowledge your strengths. Most of the time we focus on our weaknesses instead of our strengths. One of the best positive self-talk habits you could practice on a regular basis is to acknowledge your strengths and to appreciate what you are good at. Think about why people like you, what you are good at, and what your significant other say about you. Realize your strengths and give yourself a pat on the back. Yes, always give yourself a pat on the back for your strengths. You deserve it. When you see a strength and you know you're good at something, yes, pat yourself on the back. Say, job well done. Job well done. You deserve it. Definitely. Do what makes you happy. Always do what makes you happy, because only you know what makes you happy. So do it. We get caught up in daily stresses of life generally, but they are part of life. Give yourself some relaxation time and do what you love. Doing what makes you happy will not only make you feel good about yourself, but will also keep your mood good and will let you perform at your best. How do I use this on a daily basis? Positive self-talk needs practice, because some people have this ability naturally and some people have to learn it. When you want to change your habits and try to learn something new, it will take time. Yes, it'll take time. Anything you try to learn new will definitely take time. Yes, it will. So be patient. Don't be hard on yourself. With the passage of time, you will change your thoughts. You can change yourself by doing only a few things, like identify and overcome the negative self-talk. Find humor. Yes, find humor in conversations. Be in positive people surroundings. And praise yourself by good words. I really did like that article, and I really did want to share that, because I hope it reaches out to someone today. And take from it what you feel that helps you the most. So, once again, today's article was from an app called Make Me Better. And that's from the App Store. Thank you very much for listening, taking out the time, listening to today's segment. I hope, once again, I hope it helps someone out there. Look forward to more segments to come. Listen to the previous segments that I posted. And just to know, those previous segments were called Podcast Mania. I didn't record them over because it was brand new at this. So there's more segments to come. So I look forward to you coming back, and have a blessed day.